I'll guarantee I'll use it. Turn over to, I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Bless you, Lord. Help him, Lord. Bless our brother, Lord.
I can already tell you, I've been to church this morning.
Amen.
I felt his presence all down through there, and when Brother Brent was beginning to preach a while ago, I'll be honest with you, my mind got stirred up.
Yes.
I told Cindy, I said, I could feel him all over me.
And amen, brother.
As that sister got up off, I love him, brother.
Amen.
I really do. From the depths of my heart, I love him.
Amen, son.
And I know him as on a personal. People, they can spend the rest of their life and they can hear about Jesus all they want to hear about him, and it's not going to benefit them not one bit. They got to be something to happen to them.
Amen.
They got to be accepting that down in their life. They got to seek out for him. Our people, I thought about when Brother Brent was talking, he was talking about Paul and the law and all everything that Paul went through and the struggles and problems that he had in life. And Paul's the first to tell you. That law, it didn't benefit him not one bit, Brother Brent. And I guarantee you, if you'd ever went back before his conversion and you would talk to him, probably the best thing in his life was that law.
Amen.
If you go and talk to our lost people, you know what they'll probably brag about. They'll probably brag about their vehicles and their lifestyles and their jobs and their money and their friends and their family. Let me tell you something, brother. I got something down in my life that I can brag about today. I've got the Savior. I've got the one, the mighty Creator that Brother Brent talked about. I've got the one that spoke this world in existence. I've got one. That's found in the depths of me. I'm telling you what, he's found. I found him to be faithful and never leave me. I'm telling you, he never put me out in a place and left me stranded. Even down in my deepest, darkest valleys, guess where I found him to be? Right there with me. I'm telling you, I may not always see him, but I can feel his presence. In my life, I'm telling you, I believe that when Brother Brent talked, I began to preach a while ago. I began to think about that law. Let me tell you, that law was 630 some reasons why I couldn't make it to heaven. That law was something that pointed out my faults and failures. Helped me realize that I needed Jesus down in my life. But the Bible said what the law could not do for me, that it was weak in the flesh.
Amen.
God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh.
Amen.
Why? So me and you, so all of us would have that right to that tree of life.
Amen, son.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, man.
If you have your Bibles, turn over to John chapter 3 for just a few minutes.
Bless you, Lord. Help him, Lord.
Bless you, dear brother. Help him, Lord.
You know, as Brother Brent began to speak there, I began to think about that condemnation that most of us has felt down my life. I felt when God called me from a sinner to a saint, I felt
Amen.
That condemnation. I'm telling you, he broke me down. He put me exactly on my knees where he wanted me. And I'm telling you, it broke my heart. That's why he says a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's how I come to know Jesus. I wanted to come realize that through that blood, there was something that happened down in my life.
To
let me know where I stood between me and the Almighty. They let me know where I was headed to if I would die in the condition that I was in. And I'm telling you, if our people today would let God speak to their hearts, they would feel that same thing. But let me tell you, it ain't just a feeling. You've got to be willing to move up to it. I've never seen nowhere in the Bible where faith was a feeling whatsoever. I've never seen nowhere where faith is something he's got to show you. I'm telling you, Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Evidence.
It's the evidence of things not seen. So I'm going to tell you this today. If you want Jesus Christ, you better stop looking for something and start seeking for someone. You better start stop looking for a sign and start calling out up on him. Because I'm going to tell you, Brother Kevin, I'm telling you, you can keep waiting and waiting and waiting for God to show you something. Another, and you can die and go to the devil's hell.
Amen.
That's
right,
brother. That's solid, brother. That's right.
You know what Paul figured out real fast? It took him been knocked down off his beast.
Yeah.
It did. It took him been down on bending knees to figure out the lifestyle he wasn't living, Brother Brent. That wasn't a lifestyle for him.
Amen.
He realized that you can go over and read his life before that, and Paul thought that everybody else was wrong and he was right. Paul thought that he was on the right road and everybody else, the disciples of Jesus, they was on the wrong path. But I'm telling you, it took him getting knocked down before he could look up and see where his faults lie. Now he realized that law he was trying to keep, it wasn't going to do nothing for him but send his soul to hell. I'm telling you, brother, y'all pray for just a few minutes. My mind stirred up. He realized that law was nothing but condemnation in his life, because the Bible says that you was guilty of one, you was guilty of each and every one of them. That means if you broke one of them 630 some laws, you was this, and you broke every one of them.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something other. Being without Jesus in your life, you broke every single commandment.
Right,
you broke every single law.
Amen,
because
brother,
if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of them all.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, without him down in your life, you're never going to make heaven your home.
Amen.
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 Amen,
son.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm going to start at verse 17. For God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He said, and he that believeth on him, he said, he's not condemned. That means if you believe on Jesus, you're not condemned. You've got the start of something down your life that's going to begin to purify your life.
Amen.
Our people today says, well, there's none righteous. No, not. I'm going to disagree just a little bit with that statement, because I'm going to tell you, if you've got Jesus down your life,
right,
you've got the most righteous being down to the depth inside of you that's going to make you righteous. That's why he said, to
righteous,
live righteous and holy in this present world. You know why he wants you to live that way in this present world? So you get to go to the other world.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it ain't about how good you can be,
Lord,
or what you can obtain. It's about what you have.
Amen.
Down in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Burn down that
soul,
brother.
Bless
but he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not he's condemned already, because he believeth, he said, not on the believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He said, for this is the condemnation. This is what's going to send your soul to hell today. This is what's keeping men and women on the path that they're following today, because they're not believing in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
And you may say, well, I believe that they're. I believe they do, because the Bible says even the devils believe that there is a God, and they fear and tremble. But that's got to be something more than that.
Yeah.
You've got to believe on John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him shall not perish, that have everlasting life. That's why I started at verse 17, to help you realize what the condemnation is. It's not between you and mommy. It's not between Brother Brent preached a message. Anything you do, you do it heartily. You know what he's saying? If you tell me you're a Christian, they better be something that shows what you're serving down in your life. Because
Amen.
This world, they're showing what they're serving by the lifestyle they're living,
Amen.
By their attitudes, their actions. I'm telling you that they're
Amen.
Showing their God.
Amen.
But our people, they're claiming to be Christians, but there's no effort, they're no doubt showing who they are that they're worshiping.
Amen.
Or who they are, their servant. I believe if you've got something down your life, it's going to show on the outward appearance.
Amen, son.
Amen.
Our people holler, well, it's not on outward. I beg your pardon.
If it's on the inward,
I'm telling you something. The Bible says you'll clean up the inside. guess what's going to happen?
The outside's
going to come clean.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you're not going to run around here dressed like no hoodlum. You're not going to have no filthy talk, no vulgar talk.
Amen.
You're not going to run around here going through everything that this world has to offer.
That's
and
right,
I'm telling you, come to church once every 6 months and tell how holy I am and serving the devil the remainder of their life. You tell me what the reputation of condemnation is set up real hard down their life and they're going to ride it straight to hell. Thank you,
amen, brother. That's right.
Praise
the Lord.
You know, I preached a message here. Ain't been very long ago. I don't know when it was, but anyway.
Done a good job, too.
It hit my mind, and this is the way it come to me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he that runneth a race, you know why? What he's going to do? He's going to run it that he may obtain the prize. That means if you're telling me you're a Christian, I'm telling you, you're going to serve God with every fiber and being in you. I'm telling you, you're not going to just become one set by the wayside and let God's blessings pass you by. Because you're not willing. That's Brother Brent preached in Colossians 3:24. That stuck out to me, Brother Brent. You're going to do it heartily and putting Jesus first in your life. Because I'm telling you, I found out real fast down in my life when I put him first down in my life. You know what he's going to do for me? He's going to pour his blessings out upon me. You know what my walk is going to look like each and every day of my life? I'm not going to have to worry and struggle. I have a shine of light to all the undone people. I'm telling you, when I put Jesus Christ down in my life,
amen.
I mean, tell you, my words are going to show Jesus. I mean, tell you, my actions, they're going to show Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's what Jesus do for you down your life. But there's something got to happen. First, you got to lay down. That's why he says, lay down every weight and sin that'll easily beset you. And let us run a race which is set before you with patience.
Amen.
Looking unto who? Jesus, the Arthur. Brother Ben told that a while ago. The Arthur, the finisher of our faith. So what's going on in our lives? We're not putting him first.
Amen, brother.
Our people better wake up.
Yeah.
I told Brent the other day, and I told my wife, God keeps sending stuff like this. You know why?
Yeah.
People hollers, you're trying to scare me. No.
That's good if you do.
I told Brother Meese the other day, I'm not trying to scare nobody. God's trying to warn them to straighten them up.
That's right,
you know what the Bible says about God? He said he chastens those he loves.
That's right.
You know why God chastens those he loves? Because he wants them to move up closer to him.
Amen.
Because they're in a mindset that every time they turn around, they're drawn further. And then they're further and further.
Like David check up.
Was. David said he began to take one little thing and make a great big thing out of it. David, let me tell you a little bit about old David just for a few minutes and I'll get out of the way. David was supposed to be out in the field with his army because he was supposed to be battling with them. But guess what David done? David said, I'll stay right here and then I'll go up on the rooftop. And guess what David began to do? He began to look up on a woman that was bathing on her rooftop.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop there with David, Brother Brent. You know what David done? He began to inquire of this woman. That's what sin will do to you. And it'll get you that. That's why he says, all that's in this world, lust of flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life.
Amen,
that was all three in David's life that night.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you can read over
it. Bad formula.
Here was David. He began to inquire about her.
Amen.
And he wasn't satisfied with that because he was told that's the wife of
your
life. He knew that this lady was already married.
Amen.
But sin had already creeped into his life.
Yeah.
Instead of turning away from sin, he kept on the path that he was in. Notice our world today. Notice our people that claim to be something that's living the lifestyle they're living. Brother Micah, you'll see
preaching.
Their marriages, their relationship with their children. everybody that will look up down in their life. And that's what they're doing. Let me tell you how I know that. Because there's no light shining out on them. People's not seeing Christ in them anymore. They're seeing the devil.
That's
and
right,
you
brother.
Why your testimony means nothing
that's
to this
what
lost world. Because it's got no power.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
That's solid, brother.
They're leaving a bad example.
Yeah, buddy.
That's all it is, brother. A bad example.
True.
They're not living a godly example.
No, brother.
Which is what we was commanded to be.
That's right, brother.
They look at this Bible and they don't look at it. God commanded us. Those words
that's
are
right.
written in that book. That's commandments of
they
him
read
to
us, brother.
That's instructions to lead us to
Amen.
Heaven on how we are to live and behave.
Amen.
On how we are to walk our walk through this present world.
Amen, son.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Bless your heart, brother.
You know, David, the Bible says that he began to lay with her, and guess what happened? His sins began to find him out.
Sure did, brother. It will.
Something he thought he could just get by with one time, brother Brent. Guess what happened? She began to send letters to old David and said, "Oh, David, guess what? That one time occurrence has done got us in trouble, David.
Yeah.
I am pregnant with your child.
Oh, yeah.
And here he is. This is
we
our
got
Christmas
covered up.
Let's sweep her under the rug.
Yeah.
Let's cover up. Let's get everything hid to where people don't look at us like we've done something wrong. Let's show them how holy we can live in front of them so we can cover up our
sins. No preacher down there in our nation.
Behind their back. And that's the way they do it.
Amen,
look at me.
Brother.
I tell you, I've seen in every church house that I go to. I can be preaching in the post office sometimes. And I'm telling you, I'm wondering where is their fruits at today?
Amen.
Because they're not showing.
Amen.
The
Amen.
It's already got wormholes.
Yeah.
It's already
that
been
preacher, brother, that's right.
I tell you, it's not good.
Yeah.
To but to be fed to the hogs.
That's right, brother.
Amen, preacher.
That's the truth, brother.
Bless your heart, brother.
That's right. That's what we need to hear.
Oh, David, see, he said, I can just picture him in my mind. I know what I can do. I can hide this pretty easy.
Yeah, look good.
Let me just go call her husband Uriah, the one that I knew about before I ever slept with his wife. Let me go call her. He said, let me get him to, he may go so I can try to hide my sin before my men. And I'm telling you, you can read where Uriah was more honest than David was.
Sure was.
I'm telling you what.
Well, the mighty men.
Read where Uriah, David tried to send him back to his wife that he may hide his sin.
Dude,
you know where Uriah was at.
The door.
He was right where he should have been. But he slept at David's door. And David found out that Uriah had never been nowhere. His sin was still uncovered. He began to call him back. And I believe he began to think just a little bit himself. I'll try this one more time. And he tried to do it again.
Yeah.
And guess what? He couldn't hide it. Uriah wasn't going to have it. Why am I going home to my wife when the children of Israel are out there in Canaan in the field? They're fighting a battle that I should be fighting. That's a perfect example of where David should have been down his life that day. If he would have been where God would have wanted him to be, he would have never seen Uriah
right.
to start with.
I'm
telling you, if our people would be where God wants him to be, they wouldn't have to worry about his sin encamping in their lives. If they would submit themselves to God, resist the devil, my Bible
he'll
says
flee.
He'll flee from
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
That's right, brother. Praise the Lord, son.
Oh, David. Seeing that he couldn't hide it with Uriah, he said, I'll just take care of it right now. Bible says that he began to write this letter out and send it in the hands of Uriah to take him out to the chief captain. To have him put on the hottest battle line, see if he couldn't cover it up. He was just going to kill it all together. I'm telling you what. And then this is the perfect example of our people. In just a few minutes, the Bible says that he had him delivered his own death warrant to the captain. And he had him put on the hottest battle line that he may be killed real fast. Then David got the letter that Uriah had been killed.
Yeah.
And you know what happened?
Good
he thought everything is done covered up. Everything I'm telling you, but if you'll read just a little bit further, God sends a mouthpiece for him by the name of Nathan.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you know what Nathan had to say? Nathan had to say a whole lot to old David, but David didn't quite understand it. See, our people, when they're talking about somebody else, they can see their sin just fine. But when you go pulling out
the oh, yeah, you're the man.
They don't see it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's why God used Nathan. He began to tell you
that's good preaching, Brother George.
One old man. He said he had
that's
one
what we need to hear.
Ewe lamb
yeah.
That he raised for his children.
Yeah.
That means this little ewe lamb,
right.
He had to begin to stuff at his table.
Yeah, part of his
have a dinner plate. He raised it right in the house.
Amen.
And the Bible says it was this other man. He had everything. He had all these herds and flocks. He had everything he needed. The Bible said there was a wayfarer man come that day. And instead of
that
old rich man taking one of his herds that he had plenty,
yeah.
He began to take this one little ewe lamb.
Uh-huh.
He began to dress it for that wayfaring stranger.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, here he was. They will begin to kindle the anger up in his heart. And you know what he said?
Yeah.
Well, who is this man that done all this? I'll have him killed. And you know what Nathan had to tell
you're
him?
The man.
You're the man.
You're the one, big boy.
I
yeah.
Feel sometimes we start pulling and looking at everybody else. We ought to start looking at
that's right, brother.
I'm telling you, instead of praying that somebody else will get straightened up, we ought to be praying
amen.
For the
actors
of our hearts.
Yeah.
Our
I'm
our
my biggest failure.
Because I've never been in a place in my life where I thought I was close enough with God
either,
as I should be. You know why? Because
right.
I believe there's room to move up.
Amen.
I believe
always.
There's closer to the cross, Brother Brent. And I'm telling you, our people should be crawling up real fast. And I'm telling you, they ought to be digging in and crawling real
yeah,
hard.
Buddy.
Because I believe that today, that's why he says today is the day of salvation.
Now.
You know why? Because what if today is when he comes back?
Amen, brother.
Brother Brent brother. Says we're all going to stand.
We sure are, brother.
We're going to stand before that judgment seat of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And something's going to happen.
Yep.
See, the Bible says he was led as a lamb to slaughter. He come as a lamb the first time, but the Bible says he's also coming as a lion that will try to
get
him. And you know what he's bringing with him? Judgment.
That's right.
And he's going to pronounce judgment on our people. It's not going to be a people hollers, oh, our God's a loving and a mercy. He is on
right.
this side of judgment.
That's right.
But when judgment comes, it's going to be just.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be according to this word, because Revelation says that there's going to be two books opened. The Bible says that they're going to be this book. Hey, book open.
You'll be judged out there,
this
buddy.
Book right here. And I'll if our lives ain't lined up in this book, I'm telling you, I believe we're going to be in trouble.
Amen.
And that's why that thing tells us, I've mentioned two or three times, to live that righteous and holy life. You know where you'll find righteous and holy? Between the legs of this book.
Praise the Lord,
I'm telling you, you're not going to find it in any other fairy tales, Brother Brent done said.
Amen.
You're not, that's a problem. The people, they'll take the only begotten word of God, and it'll not suit them. So you know what they'll do? They'll break it down. They'll try to water down to suit their lifestyle.
Amen.
Why do you think there's so many watered down virgins
that's
in
right.
the Bible today? Because people are trying to make their lifestyle fit, and you don't fit your lifestyle until you fit God. People try to fit God to their lifestyle instead of fitting their lifestyle to God.
Amen, brother.
It's what David done.
That's right, brother.
He knew he shouldn't have been there. He knew what was sin. He and you read, he broke every commandment there was in the deeds that he done in this body.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no second chance. There's no takes backs. There's no repentance booth in hell.
Yes.
And hell's a coming. The Bible says that second book was open. And I wonder if their name is really written in that book. Brother Danny preached so wonderfully over at our church the other day. I'm telling you, he says there are going to be many names in that book.
Yeah.
You know what he said? I know my name's one of them.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if our people, if they really know.
Amen, brother.
I wonder if they really know.
Amen. That's right.
Because I believe if they knew, they would act better.
I believe they
do. I believe if they knew, they would do better.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, they wouldn't be so wishy-washy if their lifestyle
was better. Amen.
Amen.
You understand
Amen.
What I'm telling you?
Amen.
I've had weak patterns in my life.
You buddy.
I ain't lived a weak pattern all my life.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, I don't believe you will, Brother
Brent. Amen, brother.
I don't believe you will.
That's good, son. Praise the Lord.
Good job, brother.
Amen.
That's good, brother.